spring of goodness, subhanallah. A spring of goodness, subhanallah. A spring of goodness, subhanallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please repeat after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many benefits and blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This recitation of Durood-e Pak upon the best of creation beautifies our life. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now just imagine that wherever you went, whatever you did, the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal are constantly descending upon you. How magnificent would that be? That all day long you are basking in the shower of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. You can make that happen. There is one way of doing it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that whoever recites Durood-e Pak upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal showers 10 mercies upon him. Now the one who spends his days and nights reciting Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and keeps his tongue moist with the zikr of Allah azza wa jal and the durood wa salam upon the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is constantly being showered with the mercies and the blessings and the bounties of Allah azza wa jal. Try and make it a habit and watch your problems disappear. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The great event is almost upon us. You know, this month that we are in excitement of, anticipation of, when this month begins, there is a beautiful breeze that blows below the divine arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal, swaying the leaves of the heavenly trees, Allahu Akbar, and they make an extremely pleasant sound. This sound has never been heard before. And the beautiful-eyed maidens of paradise, of Jannah, they stand upon the heavenly palaces and they say, is there anyone to ask for our hand in marriage? Then they ask Sayyidina Ridwan, what night is this? And the angel, the guardian of Jannah says, this is the first night of Ramazanul Mubarak. The doors of the heavens have been opened for the fasting Muslims of the Ummah of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The excellence of Ramadan, the bounties of Ramadan are beyond our comprehension. Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us a great gift in Ramazanul Mubarak. This month is full of mercy. This is a month where deeds are multiplied. This is a month when nafil acts are rewarded with the reward of a farz, an obligatory act. And an obligatory act is rewarded 70 times, Allahu Akbar. Even the sleep of a fasting person is written as worship. The angels that carry the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal, these are huge angels, they say Ameen to the dua of the fasting person. The fish in the sea seek forgiveness for the one who fasts in Ramadan. This is the month that has the blessed night of Laylatul Qadr. This is the month that has the beauty of Ittikaf in it. This is the month where there's fasting for the Muslims. This is the month that people keep their tongues moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the month when the mind is focused on nothing else but the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the month when Muslims throughout the world concentrate on reciting the glorious Quran, spending time reciting Durood-e Pak from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, protecting their salah, standing humbly in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, simply to gain the pleasure of the Creator and to reap the rewards of this magnificent month. This is an amazing month. success in life is dependent upon what we do in this month. If you plan this month carefully and you take maximum advantage of it, you will come out with mountains of deeds. But if you ignore the build-up to Ramadan, if you treat it like any other month, if you don't give it the importance it deserves, then you could be unfortunate not to reap the great rewards that others will. The saying goes that if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. Now, this is a good place to start, because whenever we are excited about something, whenever we want to maximize the benefits, whenever we want a great event to take place successfully, we will invest our time, effort, and money into making that happen. You don't just turn up to the wedding hall and say, well, today I'm getting married. Have you arranged the food? Have you arranged the cards? Have you arranged everything else? Have you arranged for the Imam Sahib to be here to do your nikah? Have you told anybody? Have you invited guests? Nope, I've just turned up. Let's see what happens. We don't do that. You don't organize events. You don't run your life like that. You don't have meetings like that. You don't go to work like that. Why should we do that when it comes to such a blessed month? Why can't we plan and change our life so that when Ramzan al-Mubarak comes, we're already in a good gear so we can maximize the benefits right from the beginning? We can get into the swing of things. We can prepare. We can be ready. We can be there determined with passion, and we are there to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, over the last couple of years, we've had a lot of difficulties with COVID, with the masajid being closed, and with a lot of difficulties getting to the masjid. A lot of people were very fearful and apprehensive of going to the masajid. But alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, this year, everything looks like it's going to be back to normal. This year, we can maximize our attachment to the masajid. We can increase our worship. We can increase our zikr. We can increase our obedience in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We don't just leave it to chance. When you look at the life of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the brilliant companions in Shaban, they prepared for Ramadanul Mubarak. Because it wasn't just about fasting. See, a lot of us have this mentality that Ramadan is just about fasting. It isn't. Ramadan is about changing your character. It's about getting rid of all those bad habits that have developed in the 11 months. It is about all those opportunities that we've missed to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. It is about all the wrongs we've done in the 11 months. It is about all the disobedience that we have done in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's realizing it's a journey of the self. Ramadan is something amazing. It's unfortunate that those who have little understanding think that Ramadan is just about not eating from dawn to dusk. It isn't. Ramadan is something truly amazing. It was here to lift your spirits. It was here to take you to on a spiritual journey, to cleanse your inside and out. And yet, all we gain from it is thirst and hunger because we don't plan, because we don't appreciate, because we don't think about this amazing month. Praying in the month of Ramadan, standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the rewards are magnificent. Yet the one who isn't used to this is probably just going to pray his Fard Salah and miss out on all the great rewards of the non-obligatory prayers, the Nawafil. But if he was used to reading the Nawafil, at least in the build-up to Ramadan al-Mubarak, in Sha'ban, he was reading Tahajjud, he was reading Ishraq, Jashid, Awwabin, then at least during Ramadan he would maintain this. If he was used to reading, say, 15, 20 nafil a night, this would prepare him for Tarawih prayers. Now, praying in the month of Ramadan has its particular rewards, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, it brings great pleasure to the heart. Standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and I'm talking about the non-obligatory prayers. The obligatory prayers we all have to do, that we don't have a choice on. But for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, taking your own time out and standing in the court of the Creator to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessings. And in a month, the reward of a nafil prayer is equivalent to a farz. So an obligatory, you get the reward of praying an obligatory prayer for this special act and devotion. How amazing is that? But you're not going to be able to do that in Ramadan if you haven't practiced earlier. So in Rajab and Shaban, what we've been trying to do is to increase our nafils. Make sure that you protect the nafils that are attached to the salahs. A lot of brothers miss those. Then on top of those, you add in your tahajjud, your ishraq, jashid, al-dhabin, and make sure you maintain those. So when it comes to the month of Ramadan, at least you've got these nawafil and the ones that are attached to salah, and then you try and pray some extra ones. For example, salatul tawbah every night after your isha prayer, two nafils asking for forgiveness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then maintain them through Ramadan. These are all extras. They will bring extra pleasure, extra spirituality, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, great reward. Then, one of the major things in Ramadan is repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, it's not an easy thing. It might sound easy. But when was the last time we sat alone, thought about our sins and repented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, for those who attend the Ijtimaz of Dawat Islami, every week we have a heart trembling dua. And it reminds us of our sins. And it puts us back in touch with our inner self. But for those who don't, they don't get the opportunity to repent. And true repentance is a great gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. Use this month after every salah, repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Think about your sins, ask for forgiveness. And automatically, if you make it a habit in this month of Shaban, then when it gets to Ramadan and Mubarak, you're already repenting. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized this so much. That Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is innocent and is free from sin, said, I repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal 70 times a day. And the scholars write that that in essence means that Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asking, telling us to repent excessively in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should do this. Astaghfar, keep the tasbih in your hand, keep the counter on your finger and ask for forgiveness. It is a great source of spirituality, of blessings and mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then, if we've only got a couple of weeks left to Ramzan and Mubarak. Now, suddenly being hit by not eating, not drinking during the day will cause difficulties for you because you're not used to it. So what do? You plan. You train. Train yourself. Monday is sunnah to fast. Fast on Mondays, leading up to Ramadan Mubarak. Fast on Thursdays. Just do Mondays and Thursdays. Beautiful. Help your body adjust. Help your mind adjust. And will bring you peace and tranquility and blessings. This is the month of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It said it's my month. In this month, fast and present the reward in the court of the best of creation. This way, you will be able to control your habits in Ramadan and Mubarak. And then a lot of us, we have these plans for eating in moderation in Ramadan. Well, start controlling what you eat now in Shaban and Muslim. Because if you start to control now, so you've had, say for example, somebody eats 3 rotiyan, reduce it down to 2. And try and train yourself, can I want to have 2? If you have extra portions of this and that, reduce it down. So that when it comes to Ramzan and Mubarak, you're eating in proportion so that the food doesn't interrupt your worship. Then, donating in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. We want to donate in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal in Ramadan and Mubarak especially. What the scholars write is that the beautiful companions used to do is they used to take their zakat out in Shaban so that the money could reach the poor so that they could prepare for Ramadan as well. So don't wait for Ramadan and Mubarak thinking, I will get maximum sawab. Think about it this way. Think about those poor people it's going to and think, I'm helping them prepare for Ramadan and Mubarak. Therefore, I'm going to make sure that I do this obligation that is farz upon me early so that they can be helped. And inshallah, by the mercy of Allah, you will get great reward. Now, it's all about the mentality you have for Ramadan. Suddenly it comes upon you, you've not prepared mentally, it won't mean as much. But if you have counted down the days, if you sit there today and think, right, 14 days left, a month left, some people are planning 2 months, as soon as Rajab Sharif starts, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah is in looking forward to the month of Ramadan, is constantly talking about mentally and spiritually, they are getting ready for this magnificent month. Where are we? What preparation have we done mentally about this? Have you convinced yourself that the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla is heading your way? You know, there should be a buzz around the house, around the office. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we're being blessed with this amazing month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Talk to your children about it. Give them the feeling that a great month is arriving. In your household, there should be changes. Everybody should be excited. And this excitement should spread throughout the Muslim society. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ramadan is coming. Ramadan, this amazing thing. Wow, subhanallah. I'm waiting for it. I can't wait. I'm already practicing my fasting. I'm already reading more Quran. I'm trying to increase my nafl. Ramadan is coming. I'm trying to protect my tongue. I'm doing more zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm spending more time reading Durood Sharif. Why? Because Ramadan is coming. And we should have that excitement within us. Then, one of the reasons that we don't appreciate Ramadan is because we don't have knowledge of it. We don't learn enough about Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the etiquettes of Ramadan, the rulings in relation to fasting, and what we should do in this beautiful month. So because we are unaware, we miss out on lots of blessings. Ramadan is there for us to reap the rewards. Now, if I said to you, you've got 1 month, and in that 1 month, you can earn millions, but you need to be prepared for it. You need to know where the treasures are. You need to know where the bounties lie, which hidden treasure is behind which door. Go and knock on that door, open the door, go in and reap the rewards and fill your sacks up. There's no limit. There is gold and silver and diamonds and coral and pearls and everything in there. Go and you can get whatever you want. There's limitless supply. You would say, where? Tell me how. I'll get the sacks. I'll get ready. I will go. Ramadan has blessings that are beyond your comprehension. But it's all about knowing about these blessings, how to tap into these blessings, how to gain the great rewards for Ramadan. And this is why it's important that we read. And the best place to start is Faizan-e Ramadan. You can download it free from dawateislami.net. Download it for free. Start reading it today. Start preparing for Ramadan. You will find your Ramadan brilliant this year if you read all of this book. Absolutely magnificent book. All aspects of Ramadan, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, how to reap the great rewards is covered in this book. It teaches you lots of different things. And Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, if you were to take my advice today, and you started to read this book and you completed this book before Ramadan al-Mubarak starts, I guarantee you that this will be the best Ramadan you have ever had. And the reason I can confidently say that is this, that Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, in the past, I have done the same. You know, a lot of Islamic brothers, they read Faizan-e Ramadan and it brings everything back into your mind. And then you're thinking, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this. And Alhamdulillah, you're making a plan. That neatly brings me to my next point. Make a plan for Ramadan. Don't just leave it to chance. I think I'll do this, I'm definitely going to do this, and I will do this. No. Sit down and write down. Inshallah, Zawajal, I'm going to read a full Quran-e Pak. How am I going to do that? After each salah, I'm going to read a quarter para. Or every night, I'm going to read a para. Some brothers are reading 3-4 Quran-e Paks. They're reading quarter para after every salah. They're reading a para in the morning. They're reading para at night. Amazing. At least make sure that you plan to read Quran. Then already mentally, convince yourself, inshallah, Zawajal, by the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm going to read all 30 Tarawees. I'm going to read my Isha with Jama'at and read Tarawees and listen to the whole Qur'an-e Kareem on my plan. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. I'm going to adjust my work hours so that I can make sure I can get to Tarawee. I'm going to find out the times for different masajid. So even if I'm late, I can get to another mosque. For example, if I finish work late, there are some late Tarawees in some mosques. I can go there, but I'm not going to miss my Tarawee. This month is the month to earn the rewards and to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm going to try and pray every single Fajr with Jama'at. So if I pray my Isha with Jama'at, then I pray my Fajr with Jama'at, I get the reward of worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal all night. And if that night is the night of Ramadan, Allahu Akbar, the treasures of Allah Azza wa Jal are magnificent. And the rewards are beyond our comprehension. Make that plan. I will read, I will do this zikr. Shajra Sharif, this is the zikr, I will cover this. Then I will recite Durood-e Paak upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so many times. Write it all down. have a plan. In the first Ashra, I'm going to read this book, The Chosen One, Seerat Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the beautiful biography of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to read that in the first 10 days. Then in the second 10 days, I'm going to read Kashful Mahjub Sharif or Ghuniyatul Talibin or one of the other books recommended by Amir al-Sunnah, Dawud Barakatul Aliyah. I'm going to read Ghibat Ki Tabakariyan, the backbiting, a cancer in our society. I'm going to read The Culture Righteousness. I'm going to read this book. I'm going to read that book. Have a plan every night before I go to bed, even if it's 10, 12 minutes, 12 minutes. I'm going to read a book. All of these things will help you achieve your goals in Ramadan. Write them down and try and stick to them. And every night, look at them and see, how am I doing? How am I doing? Am I doing this? Good? Brilliant. If I'm not, I need to adjust and make sure I do it tomorrow. Together on that list, Madani Namaz card. Make sure that you fill in every night your Madani Namaz card and start doing it from today. You can download it from free. Nek Amal is called. You can download the app and you can start filling it in. Every day it reminds you of the things you should and shouldn't do. Beautiful. Then start planning for the last 10 days of Ramadan al-Mubarak. If I want to do itikaf, how beautiful would it be if I could spend 10 days in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal? How amazing would it be if I could travel to Babul Madina Karachi and do the Ijtamai itikaf with everybody there or in my local Fazana Medina? Let's plan for that. I'll take time off work. These are going to be the best 10 days of my life. I'm going to plan for it today. Once you start to plan Ramzan al-Mubarak, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, mentally and in your heart, Alhamdulillah, you are focused. And that will help you reap the great rewards when Ramzan al-Mubarak starts. Make your plans realistic. Know your life. Know your commitments. Get your family involved. Get your children involved. Sit them down. Beta, how much Quran Pak are you reading? Beta, before you go to school every morning, it's Ramzan al-Mubarak. Make sure you've read a quarter para. Make sure you've read the translation of the glorious Quran, Kanzul Iman, which is available from the Maktaba, and you can download it free from dawatislami.net. Make sure that we change our habits. How much Durood-e Pak are you reading? If you, say for example, you're blessed with five children, if each one of them recited Durood-e Pak 1,000 times a day, it wouldn't take them very long. And then you and the mother of your children did that. In your household, you'd have 7,000 recitation of Durood-e Pak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the household that recites Durood-e Pak to that quantity, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the blessings and barakat and mercies of Allah that descend will be beyond your comprehension. All your problems will disappear and it will bring great love and affection between the family. Know your life. Know your children, work with your family, sit together and do iftar, sit together and do sehri, plan for that in advance, tell your children, beta, no going into the room, no going out, this is how we're going to do it. Then also, plan for inviting others during Ramzan. Inshallah, this Ramzan, if I live close to a masjid, I'm going to try and send food there for iftari, get the reward. I'm going to call my relatives to my house and I'm going to have a iftari there and I'm going to reap the great rewards of that. If I know anybody who's poor in my area, I'm going to send food to them. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, these are all plans that you need to write down. Because if you leave them in your head and you think, yeah, I'm planning them, the problem is you often forget. And when Ramzan al-Mubarak hits, you can lose track of things. If you've got it written down and you're looking at it regularly and you're training it in your mind, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, you will stick to it. Then, preparing everything else is good. But the greatest preparation that you can make is in here. You need to prepare yourself spiritually. A lot of people miss out on this. They're doing all the preparations and they're getting ready for Ramzan al-Mubarak. And a lot of brothers I see, Alhamdulillah, in the beautiful Madni environment of Dawat Islami, they're fully prepared outside. But are you prepared in here? Is your mind ready for Ramzan al-Mubarak? Is your mind focused on fasting? Have you made the right intentions? Have you tried to improve your salah? Have you tried to bring humbleness and sincerity, khushur, khuzu, into your salah? Are you reading the glorious Quran and pondering upon it? Are you giving charity purely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla without anybody knowing? Are you worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla without any knowledge of others? So are you hiding your worship? Are you being sincere? Don't just expect that in the first day of Ramzan, the spirituality will come. No. Create that mindset where your mind is totally focused on the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Become God conscious. Whatever you do, if I'm going to do this, will my Allah Azza wa Jal be happy with me? Will I displease the beloved Habib if I do this? Start thinking like that. So that when you enter Ramzan al-Mubarak, Alhamdulillah, your madani mindset is such that you don't want to open your mouth to say something wrong in case you say the wrong thing and Allah Azza wa Jalla becomes displeased with you. Every moment of your time in Ramzan al-Mubarak, you want to spend doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla and doing acts which please Allah Azza wa Jalla. So prepare your mind and soul and then get rid of all your bad habits. Don't wait for Ramzan. Get rid of them today. If you want to get rid of your habits, this is the perfect time. If you're attached to drugs, this is the time. You've always wanted that time to wipe clean. Don't wait for the first of Ramzan. Today is the day. Forget it. In 3, 4, 5 days is difficult. Get through those initial 5 days. Allah Azza wa Jalla will give you the strength to get rid of your drugs. Allah Ta'ala forbid, if you're attached to alcohol, get rid of it. Make this Ramzan a change in your life. 3 or 4 days, it's gone, the attraction's gone. And at the end of these 30 days of Ramzan al-Mubarak, you will be a changed person. Change your life. If you're addicted to social media, addicted to watching the wrong thing on the internet, if you're addicted to looking at the wrong thing, stop it all. Even if you have to throw your phone away during Ramzan and you have to get a normal phone that is not a smartphone, do it. Change your life. Plan your life around worship. Don't plan your life around food. Ramzan isn't about food. A lot of us, we plan our Ramzan and Mubarak around the Seri and Iftari. No, plan your life around Taravis, about Fajr Salah, around the Nafils, about the Zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, around the recitation of the glorious Quran. Learn the rules of fasting. Look at the blessings of Taravih. Look at how to maximize the barakat, the blessings of Ramzan and Mubarak. Have a checklist. Am I 5 daily prayers, got to do them. I've got to read Tahajjud, Ishraq, Chashit, Awabin. I've got to read my sunnahs before Zohar, Asr and Isha. I've got to recite maximum Quran, even if it's a little bit after every namaz. I've got to do zikr in the morning. I've got to read the Shajara Sharif. I've got to memorize some new surahs. I've got to get my talaffuz right. I'm going to learn the 99 names of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I'm going to learn the 99 attributes of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm going to read the weekly Rasalas. I'm going to watch the Madani Muzakaras. I'm going to learn some Farz Ulum. I'm going to restrict TV only to Madni channel. I'm going to use my phone only for religious things. I'm going to stay away from social media. I'm going to spend maximum time in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm going to spend more time doing dua. I want to be more grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm going to try and work on my family and give them a Madni mindset. I'm going to be positive this Ramzan, and I'm going to be giving to others in this Ramzan, and I'm going to be making a great effort. This Ramzan is my Ramzan. This is the Ramzan. It may be the last in my life. I'm going to make sure that I maximize the benefits so that if I die before the next Ramzan, at least I will have no regrets that I came across the Ramzan al-Mubarak and I failed to do something. I will do as much as I can in this Ramzan, and I will pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He forgives all my past sins, and I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He gives me death in the shade of the beautiful Gumbad Khazra Sharif, beholding the vision of the beloved Habib, and that I be buried in Jannatul Baqi. How brilliant would that be? This is Ramzan. This is our Ramzan. Let's make this Ramzan a different one. Let's make this Ramzan a life-changing one. Let's make this Ramzan magnificent. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A spring of goodness, subhanallah. A spring of goodness, subhanallah. A spring of goodness, subhanallah.